She turned to look at him, or as it seemed to Charles, through him. It was not so much what was positively in that face which remained with him after the first meeting, but all that was not as he had expected. For theirs was an age where the favourite feminine look was the demure, the obedient, the shy. Charles felt immediately as he had trespassed. It was not a pretty face. It was certainly not a beautiful face, by any period standard or taste. But it was an unforgettable face, and a tragic face. It was a wrong number that started it, the telephone ringing 3 times in the dead of night, and the voice on the other end asking for someone he was not. Much later, when he was able to think about the things that happened to him, he would conclude that nothing was real except chance. But that was much later. In the beginning, it was simply the event and its consequences. Whether it might have turned out differently or whether it was all predetermined with the first word that came from the stranger's mouth is not the question. The question is the story itself, and whether or not it means something is not for the story to tell.